Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Last week, we discussed about changing consumer behavior, brand purpose, and value of research culture. But conversations around purpose and consumer behavior cannot be complete without addressing consumers' dilemma, who increasingly are looking for sustainable brands, though are challenged for choices and financial viability. Sustainability cannot be dismissed as a fad. It's fast becoming a way of life. It may mean different things to different people, but those who care enough are willing to weigh the consequences. And why just the consumer? Even governments are acknowledging responsible business practices that are more environment friendly. And waiting in the wings is just the person to shed light on the subject. Lulu Raghavendra, a brand and design evangelist, managing director of Landor & Fitch India. She is an expert in all aspects of brand transformation, including creating new brands, refreshing tired brands, and optimizing brand architecture. Stay with me on Mrigashira. Hi, Lulu. Thank you for making the time to join us on Mrigashira today.
Thank you so much for having me, Charu.
I'm going to begin by asking you, you know, sustainability and health seem to be conversation drivers for consumers. Are brands in India even ready to rise up to the challenge? Sustainability is really being done in bits and pieces and not really in the true sense of the word. That's my sense. But I would love to hear from you.
Charu, brands in India are absolutely ready to rise up to the challenge. They are already doing so. And actually, I believe that they will have increasing pressure from all of their stakeholders to do so. I think you'll agree with me that the pandemic has fundamentally shifted consumer behavior. In fact, an IBM study shows that 93% of consumers have changed their views on sustainability after the pandemic, which I think both of us can agree is very understandable. This virus, which has come out of literally nowhere and ravaged lives, ruined livelihoods, it has been so negative. But Charu, when it comes to sustainability, the silver lining, I believe, is that it's really woken us up to the paramount importance of our own health and well-being, but also that of our Mother Earth. So sustainability now is a very definitive, transformative force that might completely change existing industries, create new ones. If we think about digital transformation and how that was the buzzword in corporate boardrooms, ECG will take center stage in the coming decade. Right. So let's take a few data points from these different stakeholders, some, you know, hard data that shows that businesses will confront all of this more and more so, right? So let's start with employees. I don't know if you're familiar with Normative, a sustainability consultancy globally. Their study shows that environmental concerns amongst employees has increased 52%, right? Huge. People are taking to the streets to protest that world leaders and businesses should take action on climate change. Let's look at consumers. Kantar's inaugural study on sustainability, and it covers 9 markets in Asia, showed that 58% of consumers are prepared to spend time and money to support companies that do good. And then there's Numer research in India, which shows that 33% of millennials in India spend more than 4,000 rupees per month on health and wellness. Two more stakeholders, investors and government. Charu, if you look at investors, BCG's pulse check found that 51% of investors think it's important for healthy companies to pursue their ESG priorities, even if it means lower earnings per share. And the good news is that 60% of listed companies in India have already mapped out their activities. And when it comes to the government, the world over, we know that they're accelerating action in this regard. And I don't know if you know, or your listeners would know, that the government is planning a social stock exchange. That concept is in the works. And of course, there are ambitious goals like EVs, all electrical vehicles by 2030. So to answer this question, what matters to stakeholders must matter to brands. So you can clearly see that there's a lot more to come. Honestly, sustainability is both the most intractable challenge, but also the biggest commercial opportunity for brands.
I agree with you there. But, you know,
one has often seen that, okay, you talked about 93% of the people changing their views on sustainability. I couldn't agree more. But does that really translate into people buying those products? I'm not so sure at this point in time. Also, you talked about accelerating action. Yes, certainly one see, the whole clamor to, if I may use the word, to really achieve the SDG goals, because 2030 is not very far off now. And one would really want to see how brands can take it beyond tokenism. I have seen brands like H&M who've just introduced programs where, in the name of sustainability, where they just ask people to send back their old clothes for recycling. Now, is that really what sustainability is about? How can brands really integrate sustainability rather than have it as value add?
It's a great point that you raised, Charu. The need of the hour now is for brands to close the value action gap, right? What do we mean by that? Yes, consumers are saying that they want to buy more sustainable products and support good companies, but there are barriers from the consumer's perspective. Cost is definitely a huge one here in India. Yeah. There's also comfort. Behavior change is not easy because you're used to doing things the way you're used to, and changing consumer behavior is extremely difficult, as you well know. And convenience has been the USP for so many products over the past couple of decades, plastic packaging, etc. Yeah. Now, coming to the companies, H&M or whoever else, I think there's a very real desire to close this gap. But I think many companies don't know where to start, right? Sometimes it's tackled at the corporate level, not the brand level. There may be fear of doing wrong. It's exactly this kind of backlash. And within the company, there might be silos also that prevent this progress. But the truth is, standing still is more risky. I think the issue is that regulation and compliance makes sustainability very, very costly from the company's perspective. And so what we believe is that in order for sustainability to be seen as a competitive advantage, that's something that brands should truly embrace at a very deep level, a point of differentiation needs to be found. And therefore, we have to turn to brand in order for these sustainable initiatives to really drive ROI. So we look at the journey of sustainability through the lens of a 2x2. So imagine a Y-axis, where you're plotting sustainability as central to the business strategy or more peripheral. And think of the X-axis, where it's more central to brand or more peripheral, right? That top right-hand quadrant, Charu, is the holy grail, where the sustainably native brands and businesses, like a Tesla, for example, sit. So for brands and businesses, choosing your stance on how sustainably native you want to be, is it core or is it periphery, is really quite important. You can either transform to be more sustainable, or you can create more sustainably native brands. That's really the opportunity. And we have a process called the Good Brands Process, where we really help our clients assess where they are, decide where to go, help them find their focus, ideate to really see how to bring these innovation opportunities to life and to then implement it. But you're absolutely right. Greenwashing or making a promise that's very superficial will easily be called out in this digitally transparent world that we live in. So you have to absolutely back up your promise or what you communicate with what you actually do. There is no scope for anything else. You can't just make tall claims. You have to live it up.
No, of course, I completely agree with you there. And this brings me to my question about, you know, we've talked about how brands need to rise up, but what about us as communicators, brand custodians? How can we help brands adopt sustainable practices? You know, that fear of doing wrong, what you talked about, how can we help remove that and close that gap?
Fantastic question. And you're right, you know, in this transparent, digitally connected world, stakeholders will have no patience or tolerance for greenwashing or just PR, right? As we just said, you have to be sincere. I don't know if you saw David Attenborough, his first message on Instagram, he said that saving the planet is a communications challenge, that we know what needs to be done. We just now need to do it, right? I believe we have an opportunity to change the narrative for businesses and for consumers, right? How can we as communicators shift from a very doomsday scenario to sustainability as something that's really going to help us and our kids' generation really enjoy the future, right? So sustainability viewed not as compliance, but something about innovation. It's not about depriving yourself, but about something to really look forward
to. Something to be a part of.
Something to be a part of. Exactly. So very inclusive, inviting people into this movement and not just talk, really leading with action. So what can we do, as you say? I think we can show businesses that brands can really lead the change, right? Brands are catalysts for action. They're a rallying cry for the entire organization. We can help them redefine their purpose at an organizational level, at a brand level. Look at Unilever, right? P&G. Yeah. These are great examples of companies who have really defined their corporate purpose as well as individual brand purposes. And you know, it makes a financial difference. Kantar Brand Z data shows that brands with weak purpose grew only 70%, but brands with strong purpose grew 175%. So we can actually help them use innovation to develop products against that purpose. We can help them really embrace and embed design thinking, a new mindset deeply in the culture. But this is going to be about cultural transformation as well. Yeah. And when you communicate and evangelize, Charu, we have to be authentic. We have to be transparent. We have to be brutally honest. We have to be realistic. And we can't actually greenwash, right? So it's that inside-out transformation, which is the need of the hour. I think there's a huge opportunity now, Charu. Let's embrace brand-led sustainability so that we can actually benefit people, planet, and profit.
I think the point you raised about the culture change, so bang on. It reminds me of the saying that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So we might have the best strategy, but you know, if there's no cultural change, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for talking to us on Mega Shira.
Thank you, Charu. It was a pleasure. I really hope this message about sustainability as a huge commercial opportunity for brands hits home, and that we'll see more brands taking on some of the intractable challenges in the world, but also seeing the ROI for them.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Lulu, for making the time. Thank you so much.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mega Shira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on Mega Shira at digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.